been 2 days. What's new from the defense?
We got a lot more in. I think we're hitting that point of, like, saturation where this is about the biggest part of install that we've got. So we got to get better at, you know, knowing all the things that are in on the defense, make sure we're eliminating some mistakes that we're making right now. But overall, I like the effort. I think we're much further ahead than we were last year. This time we just got some stuff to clean up.
How solid are each of the position groups thus far in terms of who you know you can trust?
Not yet. No, not yet. So Saturday's a critical part of our progress. The scrimmage will be a big deal. I do see some guys stepping up to solidify some depth, but we're not where we need to be yet on that.
How difficult a decision is it going to be to, you know, pick guys in that safety room? Got a lot of depth.
Well, the safety room is going to be extremely difficult because there's a lot of depth. There's a lot of good players in there, but there's a lot of position groups like that that the next, I don't know, week to 10 days are going to mean a lot as far as solidifying depth charts.
The other day you mentioned the strength staff and all the gains you've made there. How does that manifest itself on the field or in games with the players?
Well, I'll do this every time. I mean, calling out Coach Phyllis and our sports scientists and the rest of the strength staff, those guys have done a phenomenal job. I think it's playing out on the field. We're more athletic right now than we were. I think we're faster and more fluid. And knock on wood, we've been healthier. So all those things are playing out the way they should with a great offseason.
Will the scrimmage help you, going back to that question about figuring out your position, how big will that be to help you kind of determine, okay, these may be the three or four guys each position?
Yeah, this might be the biggest practice for that, as far as that, as far as fall camp goes. Because once you get further on into fall camp and you do some of your other scrimmages, some guys will be sat. This will be a big deal to see if our starters are where they need to be. It will be a big deal on just moving up and down the depth chart for certain guys.
Will this be fully live for everybody, including quarterbacks, to your knowledge?
Yeah, I doubt we'll liven up the quarterbacks, but that will be A-Rod's decision on scrimmage time.
We're about a week removed from, obviously, the Pimp Bywater news that we talked about last week and whatnot, but has anybody in that linebacker group kind of stood up, really, with a lot of reps that need to be divvied out with Ben's absence?
Well, I think there's been a lot of guys that have stepped up. I think Jack Kelly's played very well. Glasker has really stepped up. He's been playing good. Harrison Taggart's way ahead of where he was last year at this time. Ace Kafusi has done a lot of great things. Sione Moa has done some good stuff. So sometimes I get this way, and it's unfair because you leave some guys out, but there's been a lot of Strother Bryant has done some good things. So anyway, that the first and second group I think is doing some good things, and there's going to be some threes that are pushing to be twos, but those are probably the ones that are standing out the most.
I'm glad you mentioned Shea, because I did want to ask you about him. When he got in the portal from UCLA and whatnot, did he reach out to you guys about coming here, or was this somebody that you guys identified as wanting to bring?
I think that
away?
There was mutual, it was agreed upon that we had interest in him and he had interest in us. So I think it was mutual. Ultimately, we have to reach out to him, you know, to make sure that he knows there's interest from our part. But I think it was pretty mutual.
When it's not full-on tackling, how do you evaluate, like, okay, my guy would have made the tackle in this moment? Like, what's that process?
Well, that's
like
extremely difficult, and we get so competitive. There were like three or four times I'm in the ref's ear saying there's no way he would have got those extra 3 yards, and the offensive guys are on the other side of the field saying no way he can tackle us without us falling forward. And so those things get really difficult when you get competitive, but the key is you can't get guys injured, and you got to really stay within the confines of the tempo that we're playing. I think for the most part our guys do a pretty good job of that.
What's your comfort level with your cornerback situation right now?
Now we got to continue to add some depth there. We need two more guys to really step up and prove that they can play in the Big 12. I think we're heading in the right direction with that, but we're not there yet.
Is it more?
Where's Trey?
Yeah, he's right there in the mix. I think Evan has really stepped up. Trey Alexander has shown some good things. But we need some guys that haven't played much for us to come along quick. And, you know, they don't have to be all Big 12 guys the first game, but they got to continue through camp to get better and then through the first couple games to continue to make progress.
From a defensive standpoint, is it important to know who the quarterback is just from a leadership standpoint for the whole team? Isn't the defense don't really worry about that?
No, I think that that matters a lot, because the reality is you get the right guy, you get the right signal caller back there, and our defensive guys will follow that guy. I like the way both quarterbacks are handling the situation right now. But, yeah, I mean, I'll go to battle with some of these quarterbacks, and I know our defensive guys feel the same way.
Would you have any input?
Nope.
You don't want any?
Nope. No, behind closed doors, yes. I will talk to A-Rod about if he wants my opinion, but ultimately that's obviously his call and Kalani's call, and we have all faith and confidence in the world in what those guys do on that side of the ball.
How important has it been to have analysts be able to coach on the field, allowing guys like Chad Kay and Gary to get involved?
Well, I mean, you got two of the best front guys in the country that are here as analysts helping us, and you couple that with two really, really good, top-notch defensive line coaches, and I think our defensive front is as lucky as anyone in the country to have those guys coaching them. So that's made a big difference. I love the addition of those guys on the staff, and it's just good for me to have other knowledgeable guys that I can bounce ideas off of.
Jay, what's been your impressions of some of the JUCO transfers on the defensive front, like Luke and Sonny early on?
So really impressed with their potential. I know sometimes that can be a good or a bad word, but those guys are going to be good players in this defense. I like where they're at. There's always a lot to learn, especially for a JUCO guy. And with the complexity of our defensive scheme, they got a lot to learn, but I like their progression right now, and they're going to help us.
Is Tommy Prassis running with the ones?
He is running with some ones. It's like an interchangeable 1, 2, 3, and 4 with those guys right now. So I don't know who the one is.
He's in the mix,
yeah, mm-hmm, for sure.
Harper back, how do you envision his role? How is he doing?
Well, he's been playing some nickel. He'll play mostly safety, but we're using him in different roles to try to make sure our secondary's solidified in what we're doing. But that's the blessing of having Micah, because when he first got here, he was a corner. He's played very productively at safety, and we feel like he can be a good in-between guy.
There's Mark Collins.
Can you also move around Jacob in that number of spots?
Yeah, so he's played a lot of nickel right now. We don't have him doing it, trying to get some of the other guys those reps, but that's intentional, knowing that we can always bump him back.
Is Mark Collins performing how you hoped he would at this point?
Mark's knee is getting better and better every day, and as I see him gain confidence in it, he will look more and more like himself, yeah.